They've come to be known as monster houses. They're large dwellings that go up on large lots, sometimes with more than 20 bedrooms and nearly as many bathrooms. If that doesn't sound like a single-family home to you, you're not alone. And that's worrying a lot of residents. Honolulu City Council is considering measures to manage this trend, and Councilwoman Ann Kobayashi is one of several who have introduced bills to address this. She talked with my colleague News Director Bill Dorman about her bill and her concerns.
Before we get into the specific legislation that you've introduced, let me start just by asking when this became an issue of attention for the City Council and what brought it to that level.
Well, you know, years ago, around the university, when someone tried to build a house with, say, 8 bedrooms, mm-hmm. the department would question that and say, you're a single-family home. How can you have 8 bedrooms? And, you know, their permit would be denied. And now, all of a sudden, you can have 20 bedrooms, and people are getting permits for them. I just don't understand.
And so why is this an issue for City Council, as opposed to, sort of as you suggest, the City Department of Planning and Permitting?
Mm-hmm. Because if these affect our neighborhoods, not only, you know, the huge house right next to you or in front of you, but it affects the parking. We wonder about the sewer system. And so that's why we're questioning all of this. And the problem, too, is that it's occurring more frequently.
And do you have any kind of, I don't know, working assumption about how these buildings are going to be used?
Well, if they're in apartment zones, that's fine. But we worry that, you know, there might be used for short-term rentals, which certainly doesn't help our problem of providing more affordable rentals for our own residents. And some say, well, it's going to be a nursing home. Well, to do that, you have to be licensed. And you can't have more than 5 unrelated people in a home. So in a residential area, anyway, even if they rent out their bedrooms long-term, you can't have more than 5 people. So why they would need 20 bedrooms, that's why people question this. And can you imagine 20 more cars on the road in a small residential area?
Capacity clearly is one of the issues that you're dealing with. But we are clearly in a housing crisis in Honolulu. So just to play devil's advocate for a moment, if mm-hmm. someone uses a big house to rent relatively cheaper units to tenants, isn't that something that would help with affordable housing?
That would be wonderful. And that's what used to happen around the University of Hawaii. They would rent out to students. But now people are finding that renting short-term to tourists, they get a lot more money. And so this is of great concern, because then we're not helping our residents and the housing shortage.
So the idea in terms of where this goes, I know you mentioned you were just at a neighborhood board meeting in mm-hmm. Hilolo. What was the word on the street there?
Well, they're worried because a lot of the big houses are in strictly residential areas, and they see all these cars coming, and it's hard. You know, we added 6 more inspectors to the department to look into these, if they are illegal, because permits have not been given out for bed and breakfast since 1989 because of the effect on neighborhoods. And so the council did send 4 measures to the Planning Commission, and the mayor will be appointing a task force to see how we deal with this issue. But these monster homes are, you know, right next to you, or on Willamette Rise, someone built one right in front of this woman and lost her whole view.
Now, you've introduced a bill that would create a new tax category for these houses, as you mentioned, in terms of finding out what else is going on. But this new tax category, why is that something that you see as necessary?
Well, because the neighbors around this house, you know, the assessments go up. When this huge house goes up, then the assessment goes up, and the neighbors were worried that their property tax would then also go up. So So that's why I introduced a bill to tax the larger homes more. Then maybe in that neighborhood they won't have to raise the assessment on the neighbors. But we'll have to see how that goes through the budget committee.
You know, just in terms of anecdotally, as you hear stories about these houses going up, there always seems to be almost an air of mystery attached to these.
Yeah.
Of, you know, where did these come from? Who wants to, I mean, are you finding that, because the council is starting to look into this a bit more deeply, or are you finding that to be the case?
Yeah, it does, because it used to be a family, you know, and then, you know, they're maybe having a multi-generational house, which has happened. You know, grandma lives there, their children, and then their grandchildren, and that's great because it does provide housing and everyone's together. But I don't know, in some cases, the houses are sold to someone who's not known in the neighborhood, and then the neighbors worry who else is coming into our neighborhood.
But the idea, again, in terms of back to volume, and a lot of times this comes down to analyzing numbers of bedrooms, numbers of bathrooms.
Mm-hmm.
So in terms of, I realize there's legislation on the table also about putting a moratorium on these. But in terms of what comes next, it sounds like still at a fact-finding stage.
Well, we have been dealing with this on and off, these big houses that go up, and what is the purpose. And then sometimes it is for a nursing home, and so they're restricted to the 5 people. But, you know, this is getting out of hand, because I think it's in Halava somewhere. They have 29 bedrooms and 17 bathrooms. You know, that there is certainly an air of mystery about that. And just think of the effect on the sewer system and all those cars. So Councilmember Ozawa also introduced a measure to that if you have over a certain number of bedrooms, you have to have an equal number of off-street parking.
Mm. Well, when you step back and take a look at the overall picture, what do you think the most important point for Honolulu residents to bear in mind is as they watch the developments with these so-called monster houses?
Right. Well, see, if you're in a strictly residential area, then you want to protect your neighborhood and not have these monster homes go up and who's living next door to you and all the parking out on the street. So that's the main concern, I think, in residential areas.
Right. Well, Councilwoman, thanks so much for making time for us today on the conversation.
Sure. Thank you.
Ann Kobayashi represents District 5 on the Honolulu City Council, covering an area that includes Kaimuki, Palolo Valley, St. Louis Heights, Manoa, Mo'ili'ili, McCully, and parts of Ala Moana, Kaka'ako, and Makiki.